Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Today, Jerry is traveling to New Orleans for the NCDVD. That's the National Conference of Diocesan Vocation Directors. And we'll be hearing, Jerry will be back on the show tomorrow, and we'll be hearing right from the convention floor in New Orleans on Wednesday. So that's going to be very exciting. This is Take Two this week. It's got a lot of great shows planned. Well, we always do, but this week especially, make sure you stay, kind of mark your calendars and make sure you can tune in or at least hear the rebroadcast. But today you have me, but I think it's actually quite appropriate because we're discussing women today. Although I'm not going to just entertain calls from women. We definitely want men to call in because we need your perspective on things. And today we have decided to do the show. We're going to ask the question, can women really have it all? Or can women, should we have it all? We know that women are masters at multitasking, and society tells us that we should have the incredible husband, the brilliant children, the super successful career, everything. And women can do that and should do that. But is that really what's in our best interests? And is it how we were designed by God? And is it really good for our long-term health? I don't know if you know this, you should know this. The leading cause of death in the United States for women is not cancer. And a lot of people guess that. 1 in 4 women die of heart disease. Now, when I was a child, I never, ever remember a woman having a heart attack. But now it is actually commonplace. I mean, people talk about it all the time, that women are having heart attacks and are dying with strokes and such. And so it's really, we need to look at this topic of can women really have it all? Now, I titled it kind of tongue-in-cheek of Helen Reddy's 1970s song, I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar, and I titled it I Am Woman. But I want to hear from you, all the women out there that listen to Take Two, but the men too, because I want to hear your view on this. I mean, you have definitely something to say about this. Maybe you're very critical of women being, competing with men in the world, or maybe you feel like it's really unjust for women to have to feel like they have to put that pressure on themselves to really attain it all in this world. So here's the number, 1-800-585-9396. Can women really have it all? I really want to hear from you. Don't leave me alone. Like I said, Jerry's traveling today to New Orleans for the National Conference of Diocesan Vocation Directors. And so I really wanted to do this topic to just see if we can walk away from this hour with a new outlook with ourselves, but also how the world sees us. And I'm also going to introduce the life wheel, the balance wheel. I actually use it in a lot of workshops, and it's an assessment tool that is really handy to decide whether your life is in balance or not. And a lot of us overlook it. We think we may kind of push it aside, thinking that we've got it all covered, and then something hits us or something is compromised in our life, and then we realize we need to pull back and see if all the aspects of our life are in balance, because that's truly how we're going to live a peaceful life, a life of joy and contentment if we have things in balance. So here's the number, 1-800-585-9396. This is your show. You drive it. We learn from you. And what you have to say can really change a life. And there's a lot of young women and men listening to this show, which is a great thing. And some are preparing for marriage, some are preparing for careers, and this could really maybe help them or give them another viewpoint for them to entertain as they are deciding what is the best course for their life. Here's the number, 1-800-585-9396. Phone lines are already starting to fill up. That's a good thing. Men, please don't sit this out. I need to hear from you. I want to tap into your wisdom. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I am solo today, Debbie Giorgiani, but Jerry Usher, I'm sure, I hope he's listening. And we'll be right back, and we're going to go right to the phones.
The reason for our hope. with Father Larry Richards.
Every day of my life since I was 17 years old, I've spent an hour a day minimum with the God of the universe. I would die for him, that which I'm most afraid of. I would die for him in an instant because he's the most important thing in my life. I know him. And see, that's what it ultimately comes down to. What about you? Where are you at with this God? Because that's the ultimate question. Does God exist? Doesn't he exist? Is Christ God? Isn't he God? Is there life after death? Is there not? Is this all a waste of time? Or is this all for a purpose? What's the purpose of life? And so in the Catholic Church, the church has taught us from the beginning. Who made me? God made me. Why did God make me? God made me to know him, love him, and serve him in this world so I can be happy with him forever in the next. The first purpose of life is to know God.
What's stopping you from becoming a Catholic?
Why can't women become priests?
I don't understand why I have to earn salvation.
How is it possible that God created everything?
Why do I need to confess my sins to
why
a priest?
Why is the Catholic Church so unwilling to
The Catholic Church is too rich.
Catholics worship Mary and are
committed. As far as I'm concerned, all religions are equal.
You are called to communion with Dr. David Anders. Today, 2 p.m. Eastern, on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Stay up to date on the latest EWTN TV and radio shows, books, art, CDs, and DVDs from Religious Catalog when you sign up for Wings, our weekly e-newsletter. Get Wings today at EWTN.com.
This is Dr. David Anders, host of Called to Communion.
This is Father Spitzer, host of Father Spitzer's Universe.
Aloha, this is Bear Wozniak, host of Deep Adventure Radio. Mahalo nui loa for listening to EWTN Radio.
This is your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie. I wanted to just say I was actually traveling back from Verrica Radio in Traverse City, Michigan. Had an amazing time, great participation at the Pledge Drive. And so this is Pledge Drive season. Please make sure that if your local radio station is asking for you to step up and be a supporter, please do. And please don't forget EWTN, because we need to keep it all running so that you can have your wonderful programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But this weekend, it's one of my favorite feast days, St. Padre Pio, and I just hope you enjoyed September 23rd as much as I did, because I just reflected and read some more things about Padre Pio. It seems like I can never learn enough about him. What an amazing saint, and he is so active in our lives. He's trying to get us all to heaven. So I just hope you all enjoyed the feast day as much as I did. Phone lines are almost, I think, completely full, but when a line becomes open, please jump in at 1-800-585-9396. We are going to go straight to the phones, and we're talking about, can women really have it all? So first up, and gets the first up award. Way to go, Jill in Tallahassee, Florida, listening on Guadalupe Radio. Hi, Jill. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, but only me today.
Hi.
Hi, Jill.
I was just calling to give my tiny opinion about if you can have it all. I think the definition of having it all is following God's plan for your life and not trying to have too many things going. I think it's important that we choose a priority, and we choose that priority based on what he's leading us to.
Right.
So that's what I was calling. So in a way, no, you can't have it all is my opinion, but by choosing that, you are having it all. You're having a better life
than
trying to balance it all.
I couldn't agree with you more. Couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
I mean, to prioritize it. But Jill, when young women are starting out, the world is telling them, you know, put your personal life on hold, go for that career, because you got one shot at it, and, you know, try to make a go at it, or vice versa, you know, have the kids first and then you can have your career later. The world is telling these young women so much that it's hard for them, I believe, sometimes to prioritize and say, you know what, I'm following God's plan. I'm not following the world's plan. So what can you say to these young women who are ready to enter into the world and you got one voice coming at them that's very strong, and then, of course, you know, we know that God's plan is the best plan?
I think God's voice needs to be the strongest one in your life. Sometimes you have to tune out the other information you're getting, unless it's from a trusted source that's leading you towards God. But closing off those other conflicting resources and just listening in prayer, I think it's huge. So many times we pray asking God for things, but we need to listen in prayer. And my personal experience with that, I did have a very successful career. Straight out of college, I was able to get kind of my dream job in the design world and worked my way up quickly and had a lot of good experiences. But I was always wanting to be a mother, and obviously a wife first and then mother. And I always felt that call and was just waiting for the right person, for the one that God had planned for me. And when I met him, I did a 180 because I knew this is it. This is really what he called me to. And I can't do both. I was somewhat of a workaholic. Mm-hmm. So I gave up the career to have the family life, and I've never been happier.
Right. Jill, I can relate. My story sounds very similar to yours. And I felt the same way. I don't know how long you've been listening to the show, but I remember a year ago I told of how I was a manager of a resort hotel in Arizona, and I had the dream job as well. And I remember one Saturday night going into my office, I closed the door and I called my local church because I just felt so unfulfilled. I don't know what it was. It was the weirdest thing. It was a Saturday night. It was busy, and I should have been on cloud nine. But instead, I was searching back for the root of what really was going to make me happy. And like you said, it's God's will for us. And I can totally relate. And you're right. Once you go that path, you never look back. You never second guess it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's my advice to women out there who are just starting out, is listen to his plan for you. And it's great to, I think that's what I did. How do I say that? I did listen to his plan when I went towards the career, because ultimately all of my life experiences are what brought me to my husband, which right. led me to the family I now have. So everything leads to the next step. So if you listen to him along the way and you make your choices based on what he's telling you, you'll always be happy and fulfilled. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you won't look back because you'll always be walking on the right path.
Right, with him. Yeah, absolutely.
With him.
Jill, I love it. I absolutely love it. I almost wish you had called in last because you would have summed up the whole show, but that's okay. We did it early, and that's good. That's good, Jill. That's a home run with me. Thank you so much. And please listen for the rest of the show, because we have several men on the line. I'm interested on their take on it as well, Jill, so you'll have to let me know what you think. You can always email me, and we can continue the conversation at take2@ewtn.com. But thanks, Jill. Great insight, and we appreciate the call today from Tallahassee, Florida. Okay, Randy, you're up next in Washington, D.C., also listening on Guadalupe Radio. I don't know how you're going to top Jill, Randy, but give it a try. Hi, Randy.
Okay. Hi, can you hear me?
Great. I can hear you just perfect.
Okay. Yeah, I'd have to echo with her, because to me, you know, you have to follow not just God's plan, but your inner... You have to figure out what you're doing. And my wife and I'm 55 years old. We've raised our kids, and together we came up and we said, hey, it'd be better that you're at home with the kids and raise them. And this was a joint decision. It wasn't me enforcing it on her and saying, you know, to provide them that basis that they'll need. But once they started school, she decided to change careers and become a school teacher, and she was at the school with them. And so for us, that's how it worked out. But I don't think society or anyone should be telling you what you should do, but rather that through prayer and finding your own path, and God has a plan for us, and when we fight that plan, things go wrong. But when we go with God's plan, that's when everything falls into place. I have other friends whose wives either went to work and then things happened, or who stayed home and then later on decided to change careers and actually had very fulfilling lives, but they would not have done that had they not been listening.
Mm. Well, and Randy, what I'm gathering from your experience with your wife is you're saying that God makes a way. Like, I love how you said your wife adapted her career becoming a teacher so then she could be with the children. So it was kind of a wonderful win-win experience. She's got her beautiful career and a vocation as an educator, but she's with the children as well. Nothing really gets compromised there. And that's sometimes what I think the problem is, Randy, is sometimes we as women, we go out there and we get this, like Jill and I were talking about, this dream job. And all of a sudden, the other things sometimes don't, they're not a priority to us. You know, we say, okay, someone else can take care of the kids, or, you know, my husband will be fine. He can make his own dinner, or we don't have to have dinner every night together. And so you start to shed away those things thinking that, well, this dream job kind of is the top, where by what you're saying is that God will make a way where you can have those wonderful experiences in work and still have that healthy balance in the family. That's what I'm gathering. Did I read that correctly?
You did. And I'd also like to make another comment that people oversee sometimes, because men have traditionally men are in the workforce and women will raise children, but you know, men can't have it all either. Because if you're a workaholic and if you're at work all the time, then you're neglecting your family. And that's not God's plan for us as men either. And so men also have to find that balance in order to be able to raise, be a part of their family and be that male figure or the Joseph of your family and provide that leadership to your children. Because without that, then you basically, you're an absentee father. And so men can't have it all either. And I spent 24 years in the Navy prior to retiring. And when I was home, I was home. And, yeah, I had to make sacrifices for my country, but I also made sacrifices in my career for my family. And so men can't have it all either. And that's something that sometimes I think gets lost, is and it's society's view to say women can have it all, or and men always have it all. But if men have it all, there's an element of their life, whether it's their spiritual life or their family life, that goes missing if you're that career-driven and that career-focused. And whether you're a man or a woman, you have to find that balance between family, God, and career.
Well, Randy, I completely agree with you. And at the beginning of the show, if you heard me talk about this assessment tool, it's called like a life wheel or a balance wheel. And it's exactly what you're talking about. And it's equal for men and women. And it has the different spokes of the wheel, and it has different categories. Some balance wheels are a little bit different, but they have things like career and health and your social, your family, your recreation, your relationship, your primary relationship, your husband or wife, your contribution to society, your spirituality, your self-image. And this wheel is a great assessment tool to see if you're in balance. And you know, when I've facilitated many workshops on this, Randy, and I will tell you that the majority of people have an out of balance wheel, and they tend to justify it or rationalize it, saying, well, I can get to the gym, or, you know, there's always time to go bowling with my kids, or there's always next week that my wife and I can go on date night. And so they try to downplay the fact that their wheel is out of balance. But exactly what you just said, Randy, when you're compromising certain elements of your life, it's going to have a toll on it. It's going to have a toll on the relationships. It's going to have a toll on our physical health. And it just adds that undue stress in our lives. And so I just want to commend you for saying that, you know, when you were home, you were present at home. And I love how you said that. And that's really huge. And I wish other people would really take note of what you said, because it's important that when we are focusing on certain elements of our family or our friends or our life, we are present in that moment. So you have a lot of great things to say, and I pray that all our listeners took notes like I did, Randy. And just, you sound like a great individual. And thank you for all your service for our country. We really appreciate it, Randy.
All right, thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Okay, Fred. We got all men. This is great. Well, we had Jill first, and then we have some men. This is awesome. Fred in Fort Wayne, Indiana, listening on Redeemer Radio. Hi, Fred. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, but only me today.
Okay. We'll take it. I'm going to be a little bit more firm. I don't like the mentality that I see women have when they get in a level of power, because they've become very corrupt. And you can see it with Clinton. You can see it with Pelosi. You can see it in a corporate setting. And they're oblivious to what's more important: family, values, God. Father Larry Richards once said on one of his talks, they are under the influence of something demonic. And I'll tell you, I've had my experiences with women that have been in HR that rule out, and then individuals that are qualified, and then somebody who's less qualified, and nepotism, and they bring that home. And that same thing is, okay, if I can do this, then at home I'm going to deviate a little bit, and we're going to do this. And it chips away at the family, chips away at the community, chips away at the culture. And I think there's, you know, people like to can't, oh, I got out of school, and I got a job, and, well, you know, then suddenly I get this revelation. I get tired of hearing that fluff. Let's talk about what's really going on. They're out of control. They're career-minded, the feminist movement. You can see that on the TV yet today, and it's dark and it's sinister. You can see it on the advertisers. Just turn on your TV and watch the commercials for a while. See what I mean. Where are the family values on the TV? Reinforcing family values. Where are they in the theaters, in the shows, on the iPads, whatever? So I think they're just oblivious to what's actually going on and the severe level of evil that's attacking them and the severe evil that's influencing them. And it bothers me a lot, because it destroyed a marriage that I was in, and no one likes to be used. And they use men now, not as partners to mutually get to a goal, which is okay when you're working together, because my parents did it for 50 years. And they were friends. There's no friendships. It's a deal. Mm-hmm. And then the cliche crap that came out, deal breaker, that's real. Mm-hmm. And it's so real, it damages things. So right. I think they're just too far away from God, and I think abortions, we could get into that. And, you know, as far as getting everything, which I'm going to bring full circle now, they do get everything around here. They can go to a woman's center. They can go to a woman's shelter. They can go downtown to Matthew 25. They can get anything they need. Why get married? Why have a man? Can you challenge me on any of that?
Well, and Fred, it sounds like you're really talking from a personal experience that you're very hurt by, and I understand that. And you were talking about this to prioritize, and it should be for men and women equally. God, you know, God first, then family, then work, in that order. And that is very true. And a lot of times we get it out of order. But do you think, Fred, that it is safe to say that power corrupts men as well? I think there's a problem with power in general. Once you feel like you've attained that certain position, no one can touch you, and you have this authority that people must adhere to, and it's really, power is a very difficult thing, and to navigate and to kind of control sometimes. But don't you think it's safe to say that men are corrupted by power as well?
I believe that 100%, but there's a variation in the butt in there that I throw in. It doesn't mean it's any better, any safer. It's different. Men and the corruption handle it different, but yet the evil's the same. There it is. We think differently, okay? Getting back to my personal self. Now, I'm way beyond that. I'm just saying my experience.
Right.
So there's not a lot of hurt. It's just the experience that I recall. And the one thing that I will share, and this goes a little bit deeper on the personal side.
Well Fred.
Yes.
Okay, Fred, hold that thought, please. I'm so sorry. We have a break coming up. Please stay with us. I want to hear this. If you could just stay just another couple minutes, we just have a little bit more to talk about, hopefully, because we have to go to the break. But we have almost full phone lines. There's one open phone line. If you want to jump in, we're talking about, can women have it all? Should they have it all? What's wrong with it? What are the benefits? Let's talk about it from every angle. That's what Take Two is all about. We look at it from all different angles and see if we walk away a little better. 1-800-585-9396. We'll be right back with Fred from Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Jumpstart your faith. Now coming to a parish conference or retreat near you, world-renowned Catholic radio host Jerry Usher.
If we're going to be authentic men of God, leaders in our families, churches, and communities, we have to be healed of the wounds and the traumas that underlie our sins, our anxieties, our shame.
Invite Jerry Usher today. Contact thirdmillenniummedia.com.
Trains of thought. What a perfect phrase for the things that happen inside your head. You can't stop a train, but you can decide if you're going to get off or on. All too often, our trains of thought are negative. Call it evolution. I think the cavemen who got really upset when they were almost eaten by a saber-toothed tiger and they kept thinking about it all day, they were probably more likely to survive than the cavemen who were really good at smelling the flowers. But either way, when you find yourself on a negative thought train, do yourself a favor and just get off. You don't have to trust your strongest feelings and darkest ideas. Do you really think you're going to find the answer to your problems by exploring every car on that noisy train? You won't. Let it go by. Choose silence. We have a God who speaks in the whispering wind, who leads us in the silence, and who called himself the Prince of Peace. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com on EWTN Radio.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
A very wonderful woman I knew had four children, and all four died. And somebody went up to her one day, and they said, "Oh, what a pity." And she said, "Oh, no, what a blessing." If we don't begin to look at everything with the eyes of Jesus, you will become helpless and hopeless.
For more information on Mother Angelica, visit Religious Catalog at EWTNRC.com.
Okay, we're back on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And please forgive me, Fred. You were sharing something very personal. And I just wanted you, if you can, just to rewind just about 10 seconds. And please share again so we can continue the conversation.
Sure. The place that I was employed at the time, I was on crutches. Sustained an injury instead of taking off work. I was working, and there were two females that sexually molested me. One came up behind me when I was doing some paperwork, and they called it a meltdown or stress, whatever they wanted to say, grabbed my head and put it toward her breast. I went to HR, okay, and Human Metro, which is here in this area, and they said, okay, here's the deal. You have 90 days. You can file a complaint. This is your choice, or you can work in a hostile environment. So I didn't want to lose my job, so I worked in a very hostile environment, and they got away with murder. And I just sit there and I think, okay, where is, in the feminist movement, where does it say they have the right to do that to me? I don't want to go back to the guy thing because I don't think like that. I don't do that to women. I have respect for women. In fact, the Virgin Mary, I try to stay very close to her. My question is, they want it all. Where does Mary come into that, I want it all?
Right.
Where does Mary come into, okay, Mary's going to be my guide to balance husband, children, quiet time, date time with my husband, building my relationship? I don't hear any of that. What I'm seeing is everything contrary to that a man is only good as a pack mule in some cases. Right. Now, there's going to be people that want to challenge me on that. But you know what? I can defend everything I've shared with you this morning. So,
well, you lived through it, Fred. And I just want to say, I'm sorry you went through that experience. That should never happen in the work environment. Never, ever, ever. People should feel safe and supported and nurtured in their work environment. They should not feel harassed in any way, shape, or form. And I'm sorry that happened to you. And here's the thing, again, with authority, with responsibility comes, you need to have a mature sense. A lot of people get these jobs of authority and they feel they own the world. And you know what? Someday, my mother used to say, what goes around comes around. And I don't wish that on anybody, Fred, but I'll tell you what, those women that did that to you, you know, God help them. That's not proper behavior for a man or a woman. And I don't feel, you know, that they should be in a authority position at all. And so my heart goes out to you, Fred, and I understand your come from on this. And you made a lot of good points today, and let's see how the conversation unfolds to see if it adds more to what you had to say, Fred. So, but thank you so much for sharing from your heart and from your experience. We appreciate it. Okay, we're Jenny. We're going back to Fort Wayne, Indiana, also Redeemer Radio. Jenny's calling in, and Jenny has something to say about this. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Debbie. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just wanted to share my take on this. My answer to your question is I think women can have it all. I think it depends on how you define all. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I've been home with my kids for 16 years, and I have turned motherhood into my career. This is what I do. I can garden, raise animals. I take care of my family. I am here for my husband when he's home. And I, you know, looking back on my life, I can't see how I don't have it all. I think that I have the best of both worlds. I have busy, fulfilling days, and I'm here with my family all the time. And whenever they need me, I'm available. And I think that part of having it all is when you think, do I really have it all? You're looking through the eyes of the world and not through, you know, the eyes of anything in a godly perspective. And I did really enjoy Fred's point about Mary, because Mary did have it all. She was everything, you know, to our Lord. And she basically also was a stay-at-home mom and took care of her family.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I think I do have it all. And I think that, you know, going out for me personally into the workforce would diminish what my husband and I have tried to build here for our children. And I think that, you know, we have definitely chose the right path for our family.
Right.
And,
well, you're building.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, Jenny, you're building a solid foundation that's going to last into the future. And you are cultivating the future of our church, the future of our world. And that is a huge work. And I love what you had to say about what is your definition of all. And that's what I would love for women and men to say when they're in the social setting. Because one thing, I think I've shared this many times on the show, I absolutely do not do well at cocktail parties. I don't. I don't like the small talk. I do not like where you run down the list of name dropping and all you've achieved in life. And it's like you're giving your resume every time you talk to someone. It just bores me to no end. And I would love to walk into a cocktail party. And I may do this, Jenny, just because of your call. I may say the next time someone starts to say, well, what do you do? You know, where do you live? What have you done in your life? I'd like to say, what is your definition of all? What is it? Mm-hmm. You know, I would love to say that and just startle somebody, because I just don't do well at cocktail parties. In fact, don't ever invite me to a cocktail party. Anybody who's listening, I'm not the right person. But you know what? I love that. And I think maybe that's what young women and men starting out off in the world need to start asking themselves and others. Mm-hmm. What is the definition of all for you? Because you're right. All for, for me, as a Catholic Christian, might look vastly different from somebody else. And that's, it's fascinating how you said that. And I'm glad you brought that up, because it can be that simple to bring it back to what really is at the heart of things, rather than trying to conform to this world. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
Exactly. And, you know, and about the power, you know, women having power, you know, I just like to say that, you know, I wish that women could see how powerful their role in the family truly is. Mm-hmm. You know, a woman, you're not just raising your children, you're raising godly children. You're raising children who are going to become part of the church, and you're raising somebody's spouse. And I just think that is so much power right there that you really don't need to look anywhere else to be a powerful mother and a powerful woman in your children's lives is just a huge blessing to them. And I wish that more people could see or, you know, could really understand or accept the fact that, you know, the choice to stay at home and to be that woman in your family is huge power.
Right. Right. Well, and Jenny, let's really look at it. Okay. A lot of women who get into the workforce and they get a big responsibility, you know, some of them, not all of them, but I know because I've worked with them, they have wounds from their childhood of, you know, father wounds, and they have a lot of resentment sometimes towards men, like, men sometimes don't, you know, are not very respectful of women. And so women take this into the workforce because, like, we all know women have a steel trap of a memory. They're always going to remember what happens to them. And they take it into the workforce and they think, okay, now I'm in an authority position. Now I can get back at men. There are those women that do that. I know because I've worked with them. And that's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. But I do think it happens on the reverse as well. I have been a subordinate of men in authority in the corporate world, and I've seen them have some really negative feelings about women as well. So I think it goes back to when you have a position of authority, you better be of a mature mind, and you better have a good sense of balance and hopefully a Christ-centered or a God-centered mentality, or it's a recipe for disaster.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you see that when people don't have, you know, when people don't have a religious, you know, look on things or a godly look on things, you can really tell the difference, you know, between the use of power. And, you know, power is very, you know, it's a very corrupt thing, because I think that we're just humans don't know how to handle it. You know, we don't know how to handle all of that power. And so when you get too much, sometimes it's not a good thing.
I agree.
But yeah. I
agree.
I just, you know, I would just like to encourage, you know, anybody listening that's a young woman and, you know, maybe feeling worldly pressure, that you can have a fulfilled life raising a family. And even though the secular world doesn't push that too often, it's a beautiful calling to be a wife and a mother, and it's enough. It's enough.
I agree, Jenny. I'm right with you. I chose to stay at home, and we were able to. I chose to stay at home, and it was the best time of my life. I felt the most fulfilled. I felt empowered as a mother and as a woman, and I felt like I was contributing to the future of the world. I loved it. And you know, the kids are grown, they're out of the house, but you know, hopefully there's grandchildren now that I can be a part of. So
absolutely.
Yeah, I'm right with you, Jenny. Yeah. I couldn't agree more. I love it. Thank you for your contribution today. I really appreciate it, and I hope you have a blessed rest of your day. I just wanted to share with everyone, this is perfect what Jenny had to say, because, you know, it's important for us, if we're going to be Christ-centered and we're going to fill ourselves with the catechetical resources and tools that can enable us to stay Christ-centered, because in this world, we got the world pulling us in one direction. I think it's really important that we go back to a lot of the great teachings of some of the wonderful people we have that we can tap into, and one of them being Mother Angelica. So I just wanted to highlight EWTN Radio Classics, Classics. EWTN Radio Classics is the 24/7 teaching and devotionals channel from the EWTN archives, featuring, of course, Mother Angelica and others like Patrick Madrid and Father Benedict Groeschel, and so many more that can really help us on that road to understanding what our vocation is and to really be fulfilled in it and to grow closer to God. So if you want to tap into those radio classics, please find them online at EWTNradio.net and on the EWTN app. Okay, so EWTNradio.net for EWTN Radio Classics. Okay, so next up is Tim in Kent, Ohio, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Tim. Thanks for waiting. You got our Patience Award. God bless you for that.
Yeah, this is the second time I won the Patience Award.
For real, Tim?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
With your show. I have requests for prayers for my daughters. I have two daughters who are married with children. One of them isn't working and is really struggling to make ends meet. They just don't have enough money. And the other one is working, and she doesn't have enough time. She doesn't have any time. And both of them are such good people. And the one daughter that is working is also very devoted to music in our parish. And I couldn't be prouder of that, to see her doing that. When she has so much to do, she's pregnant and carrying a baby due in November. And already with a one-year-old, her hands are full. And, you know, my wife helps with childcare, but still, it's such a difficult life because she isn't a stay-at-home mom. But they need to make ends meet, you know, house payment, car payments. I think women are in a pressure cooker situation, and especially looking at my daughters, and they're trying to do what my wife and I did in a very different world.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more. I was hoping somebody would tap into that. I wasn't going to introduce that. I was hoping you guys would, and you did, Tim. I believe that wholeheartedly, that we as women are in pressure cookers, and it is a much different world, like you said, when you and your wife were raising a family, and it's tough on women. It's tough from all angles. I've often said, Tim, and I say this all the time, that if I'm fortunate enough to squeak into heaven, I'm going to say, ask God. This one question I have for God is, how come it was so difficult for women? I mean, when you look at it, just even trying to present ourselves in the world, I laugh all the time about this, Tim, but, you know, I work with Jerry Usher, and we work on pledge drives, and Jerry Usher has chosen to keep his hair very short. He kind of goes for the, I guess you kind of call it the bald look or something like that, and he has it very short, so he can basically roll out of bed, roll into the shower, and roll off to work, okay? But I can't. Okay, I can't. I've got to get up 2 hours earlier to try to make myself presentable so that somebody doesn't think like I look like I just, you know, came, you know, off of the street or something. And it's very difficult. And we are in that pressure cooker. And I think sometimes, Tim, we put ourselves in that pressure cooker because of the fact that we don't prioritize. Sometimes I think if we can scale it back and we prioritize, then God will make a way. I really believe that. So Tim, what I'm going to pray for your two daughters is that God continues to make a way for them so that they can take care of their families and that things are good and that it's in a right sense of priority. I guess we'll go back to that word. Because it, I do believe that I think one of our first callers talked about that God will make a way. And so if you want to impart to us, your daughter's first names, I'm going to commit to the rosary for them, Tim.
Yeah, for, Sarah and Maria.
I got Maria. I didn't hear the other daughter.
Sarah.
Sarah?
Sarah, yes.
Okay. With an H or no H?
With an H.
With an H. Okay. Well, Tim, I agree with you. And I think that the sooner us women and men as well understand that women do feel this pressure that we put on ourselves. I mean, look at the heart disease being the number one cause of death for women in the U.S. What does that tell you? Women are under tremendous stress. And not to mention, Tim, one other thing I wanted to share. I went to a massage place about a month ago because I had a kink in my neck from flying. It's a long story, but I just went to this massage. I walked in and I said to the massage therapist, I said, I have this kink in my neck, and I pointed to the back of my neck between my shoulder blades, and she goes, oh, you and every woman that comes in here. And I said, I said, what are you talking about? She goes, every woman that comes in this salon talks about how the stress, they're holding the stress so deeply in the back of their neck and between their shoulder blades. And what does that tell you? That tells you that we're putting this undue pressure on ourselves to try and be something that maybe, you know, we're just missing it. We got to go back to the Blessed Mother. We got to go back to what God wants for us. And maybe I know it'll lighten the load. So, Tim, that helped tremendously. Thank you. God bless you for that call. We really appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, Kate, we're going to get to you in Buffalo, New York, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Kate. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, but only me.
Hello.
Hi, Kate.
Thank you for taking my call. This conversation just really struck a chord with me today. I am a firm believer that women really can't have it all. And I feel this because I am a working mom, and I really feel that a woman's place is in the home. And I struggle with this. Over the past few months, I've really, really offered a lot of prayers up to God to help direct me as to what I should do. I have two young ones, and I certainly do not condemn women that work, as I am one, but I we live in a world where I think in many ways we have become reliant on this dual income. So I understand why women have to work. And for myself, the situation that I'm in is I got married a little later in life, and I have a graduate school debt that unfortunately is a burden for me as to why I really can't stay home with my children. And so my husband and I have debated, using some of our savings to pay off some of that debt. But at the end of the day, so that I could stay home. But, at the end of the day, would then me staying home put the burden on my husband, because we are a unit. And in this world that we live in today, like I said, it is so dependent on both spouses working in many ways. And so it's just, I just think this is such a really important conversation that I don't think we're really having today, because like somebody else who called in said, about what would Mary want you to do? And I really think that I have a real devotion to Mary, and I asked her help, and I just struggle, like, what to do. I mean, is it okay to be, should we struggle financially? Then I put my family under that stress, mm-hmm. By me staying home, and then we're struggling. It's just such a catch-22, Right. And right. All these conversations have been really helpful.
Right. Well, Kate, you're not alone, because exactly the dilemma you're in is what most families are in. When you said a reliance on a dual income, I couldn't agree more. And the thing about it is what I would suggest, because I did this in my own life and I'm 50 plus years, is that whenever I felt that kind of pressure, like if I turn to the left, something's going to give. If I turn to the right, then something else is going to be compromised. I would always take it back to prayer and say a specific novena to be able to have God reveal to me a path or an opportunity that could allow me to not put pressure on either side. And God always, he's always faithful. God is always faithful. And I think sometimes we need to do that. Take it back. I would just suggest, Kate, take it back to prayer and see if God can open a path for you, like maybe your own business out of your home, something of that nature. Let's pray for that. But I understand, you have to pay the bills. We all get it. We're all there. Nobody's criticizing anybody for going out there and working. You have to pay your bills. We get it. But we're trying to figure out what is the most fulfilling that God would want, because God said he wants us to have abundance, and he wants us to be to feel that. And what does that mean? That means that our wheel, our balance wheel, is in check. You know, we have everything placed. And so how do we get that? Well, sometimes we do have to scale back and look at what God would want for us. And through prayer, we can find that. Kate, you're not alone. I would take it to prayer, you and your husband, in fact, your whole entire family, and see if there's a way that it can be a win-win for the family and also for your finances. And I'm going to be praying for that too for you, Kate. I just marked it down. I just started. So I hope that helps, and keep us posted, and let's see. Cause you know, we're always praying for things, and it's so important that we also thank God cause God is faithful. He's always going to be there for us. Thanks, Kate, so very, very much, for that call and that insight. Real quickly, I just wanted to say we're getting a bunch of Facebook, and YouTube, Kate brought up another Kate on YouTube said, Debbie, what if you feel like a failure by not finding a husband? Kate, you should never feel like a failure. It's in God's time if it's meant to be. But remember, when we are here on this earth, we have a purpose. We are here to evangelize. We are here to get closer to God. And so we got to stay in that moment. If we start to think, what if, or, you know, this should be for me, or time is running out, you know, that is, in my opinion, that's Satan's way of distracting us from the path. So never feel like that. Always know that you are here for a divine purpose. You're here for a reason, and we must live that out, whatever that is, in our workplaces, in our homes, wherever that is. So keep that in mind, Kate, and don't lose hope, and let's pray for that as well. And then Facebook Marriage said, I'm a powerful, strong Catholic mother that raised my children by myself. Wow, that is awesome. With the help of God always finding me. Okay, so God was with you, Mary, helping you raise your children, and you did it by yourself. I'm sure you had hopefully had a great support system around you as well, with extended family. But Mary, that's awesome, and that is just incredible. And then we have some other posts coming in about teaching jobs that you can take that can also help, because you can be part of the family and then teach. And there's all sorts of opportunities out there. And that's the thing. Sometimes we get stuck in a position where we're getting that paycheck, it's paying the bills, and we're thinking, okay, I'm just going to keep my head down, and I'm just going to keep purging forward. Well, you know, God wants us to be creative. He wants us to be bold in our prayers. You know, don't just think that you have to get stuck in the position that you're in. That's something that I think that Satan wreaks havoc with us, because he wants us to stay stuck. And God is not. God is a grand God, an abundant God. We always remember that. And it's very, 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 very true, especially in my life. Okay, I am so sorry. I'm not like Jerry Usher. Jerry would probably take one more call with not enough time on the clock, but I'm afraid to do so. So Judy and Sharon and Diane and the others, I am so incredibly sorry. You can always email us at take2@ewtn.com. I think this was a very worthy discussion. Thank you so much for your participation. Thanks to all the men that called in as well. You guys were great. Tomorrow's show, this is going to be another doozy. Who are you codependent on? Wow, we're talking about codependence. That's a hot, big topic. And Jerry Usher will be back with us tomorrow. So please like us on Facebook, Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Don't forget. And we are sending out the retreat information this week. So look for that if you're on the list, or you can email us if you want to be on the list. Take2@ewtn.com. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day.